I write for money. That's the bald truth of it. No man but a blockhead ever wrote except for money, as Dr. Johnson famously said, a quote that writers like me cling to when this confession feels a bit tawdry. Well, the thing is, I'm a non-fiction writer. Publishers come to me with an idea and an offer, and I say yes and do it. Travel guides, books about history, art, exploration, that kind of thing, you name it. For children and for adults. Or at least that's the plan. But the truth is, that doesn't happen so often these days, and I don't think it's just me. The world, the market, simply does not want another children's book on Vikings, or illustrated history encyclopedia, or guidebook to Bruges, not like they did in the 1980s and 90s. My income from books has been declining since the year 2000, a familiar story to many writers, I'm sure. It's the internet what done it, of course. Who needs to buy bound and printed information books when the information is readily accessible online? Of course, the internet still needs writers, but getting paid for that is not straightforward. So the economic logic of why I write no longer really adds up. Still, I write. Why? Because when it comes down to it, there is a pleasure in the process of researching and writing, delving into areas I didn't know, pushing the boundaries of my knowledge. In fact, there's often far too much pleasure, following the paths of stories that fascinate and niggle way beyond what I actually need and way beyond financial good sense. But that's what I do. I gather the ingredients, as it were, combine them in a pot, then serve up the dish, just right, on a plate for the chosen audience. Well, that's the principle. Writing is a form of communication, of course, so much more satisfactory than speech. You can correct it, remould it, hone it ceaselessly if you like, before you deliver it. The pleasure is not just in the moment. It can be lasting. I often find a surprising satisfaction in rereading things I have written in the past, and sometimes more surprise than satisfaction. Did I write that? I can't even remember knowing that. I used to paint and draw, still do a bit, but that's an altogether different experience. It's another form of communication, of course, but the images I produce almost never match what I had in my mind's eye as I started, and are almost always disappointing, disheartening, not very therapeutic. Whereas writing is therapeutic, or certainly can be. When I have ventured into fiction, which I have done too, albeit unpublished, relishing the freedom from the shackles of facts, I travel paths that I had not even imagined. It's the joy of creativity. A similar thing occurs in non-fiction writing too, if rather more muted. It's not just a question of getting ideas across as clearly as possible. The very process of writing can shape the ideas and deliver new revelations. For example, in writing this piece, I realised that I don't really write just for money at all. I've always suspected that I was a bit of a blockhead.